This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Butler now spins it out to Pajemski. To Buddy Hield. Right corner. There's post for three. Got it! 95-90. Quinton Post, his second hoop of the night. He's got a dunk and a three. Kuzma flips the ball to Trent Jr. His pass intercepted by Butler. Casual pass by Trent. Now to Pajemski. Pass over the post. He'll take a dribble. It's another three. Yes! Timeout, Milwaukee. Doc Rivers calls time because the postman always rings twice. Pajemski throws it into Draymond. Waits for Curry to come up top. Pass goes to Post. Not afraid to fire. Another three for Quinton Post. Kyle Kuzma can't believe it. Post with another triple. And it's 108-94.
Bay Area, it's Quinton Post. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Quinton.
And he didn't say that your picks stink. Because you finished with a dub.
Big time dub. Yeah, Ottoman game.
3-10 in the postseason.
But and I knew you would do that because it's what
you do. What else should I do?
You should
facts
compliment me.
What do you want me to do? Party or something? Because you got
say,
one right?
You know what? You head into the offseason with a victory. Yeah. Attaboy, Dibs.
But why, I don't,
attaboy.
Why would I look at it that way? We're trying to win money for the listeners.
True.
We're asking for them to fade. I'm not going to victory lap a win for you. Because
oh,
it might,
I am.
That's fine. You do you.
And actually, I bet it. And I want some good, hard chicken.
And you should take it as a compliment that I did not fade to Dibbers that day. Because I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Greg Cosell tomorrow to talk about exactly what we saw and what we didn't see.
I want to throw something by you here. I just threw a question out on our YouTube chat. And a bunch of the answers are super interesting. And in addition to your phone calls, I want to work through this with you because this is what I think is happening. A lot of people are already at a spot where it's right or wrong time on the Jimmy Butler trade. Two games. Two basketball games. So I want to work through that together in just a sec. Before we do that, I want to let you know what's on tap for the weekend, brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. As you know, the All-Star Game is here this weekend, y'all, okay? So here's a little bit and what you need to know and what you can attend and all of that. On Friday, Rising Stars practice 2:30 at Chase Center. The Celebrity Game is at 4 p.m. at the Oakland Arena, and then the Rising Stars game is at Chase Center at 6, okay? That's all on Friday. On Saturday, All-Star Practice, Oakland Arena, 11 a.m. to 2. The HBCU Classic, Oakland Arena, 2 o'clock. All-Star Saturday Night, which has the Skills Challenge, three-point contest, slam dunk contest, Chase Center starting at 5. And then on Sunday, the 74th NBA All-Star Game, Chase Center, 5 o'clock. That's what's on tap for the weekend. Brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. Okay.
Yep.
Check this out.
A lot going on.
So I threw out there, this was the way I phrased the question. Is there anybody who straight changed their mind about the Jimmy Butler trade? I want to run through some of these answers. You tell me kind of what they do for you.
Okay.
Uncle Looney. Mark, I think most of us liked the trade to begin with. Is that your perception? Did most Warrior fans like the trade?
I think that it's probably 50-50. Okay. And we ran a poll on Monday, and I think that it was 54-46 in terms of like-dislike. But the reason why I started to like the trade was that they took the drama of the extension out of it. Whether or not you thought that it was too much money, and I was a little stunned that they paid him as much as they did for 2 years, but that part of it was my biggest fear. So when I looked at it, I actually liked the trade.
My sentence was, I don't like the trade, but I understand it.
Yep.
And again, I knew the Warriors needed to do something, and I would certainly submit that was better than nothing. It was better than nothing, but had my concerns, still have them. The way I sort of verbalized it to you guys today, because there's obviously some positive things that have taken place in eight quarters of basketball, but if I was at a 4 on the trade before, now I'm at a 6. I'm not at a 10. I'm not doing that. It's been 2 basketball games.
Yep.
There's plenty of time for this to still go a lot of directions, but I will absolutely admit, hey, there's some things going on here that maybe I didn't think about. And I will start with what Jimmy Butler sort of like from an X's and O's standpoint brings to the table. I go back. We played this for you earlier. Steve Kerr said this to us exactly 3 weeks ago today. With regard to the Warriors' offense,
yeah, it's a killer. And when you play a team like Boston, you know, the defending champs, they're, you know, they've got guys who can get to the rim and get easy points. And so, look, we've been on the other end of this too. You know, for years we got a lot of layups and we could create layups out of our offense, but we could also play out of pace, and we had, you know, guys who could get to the rim occasionally. And so some of it is personnel, and then some of it is you have to figure out, you know, what are some of the things we can do better as a team to generate some easier baskets. And, you know, those are all the things we talk about every day as a staff.
We don't do layups. We don't do free throws. Jimmy Butler got here. What's he done through 2 games? Layups and free throws.
Yeah, free throws.
Yeah.
Well, when you shoot more than 30 free throws as a team, you're 6-0 this year. And I'm just looking at the game log, and I'd forgotten that they shot 50 free throws in a win over Houston. The game went to overtime, but you look at all the games they've played, and only 6 times have you gotten 30 free throws, and one of the 2 that Jimmy's played, you got to 30 free throws. So 30 is a big number. When you get there, you win. I don't know what the percentage is for all teams in the NBA, but I do know this. The Warriors are not a team that have gotten to the foul line very often without Jimmy Butler, and now you have a guy who will... He'll draw contact, he'll post you up, he'll go to the hole, he will get to the foul line, and he also makes about 75 to 80% of his free throws.
Yep, I mean, just that number you put out there of 30 free throw attempts, he's averaging almost half of that himself.
In 2 games,
In 2 games. He's shot 28 free throws in 2 games, and that is a very, very big number. Okay, here's some more answers, though. Mr. Irrelevance, who is a great listener of the show. Again, the question being, has anybody straight changed their mind on the trade? He says, nope. He'll fire off eventually and cause a problem. It's too soon in the relationship to start anything new. How's that one grab you?
It grabs me a little bit as like what I normally do, which is apparently I'm the dismisser.
Dismisser!
Right, but I'm not dismissing this because he got a 2-year extension. So does it get to a point where Jimmy Butler is suddenly disgruntled? Odds are yes.
Well,
and I don't think that it would be soon, and it might be. So he has this year on his old deal, he's got next year on his new deal, and you get through next year, and maybe he wants another extension
point. But now he's 37, who knows what's going on with the landscape of the league.
I get it, but I was just trying to think about, in terms of what that person was saying,
yeah.
I don't think that the disgruntled portion of the show happens before next year and well into next year.
Well, I would argue this, and this is kind of a new angle on it. Everybody who thinks that Jimmy's going to go nuclear at some point, The Warriors only have him for 2.5 years. And it's not even 2.5 years. It's 2 and a little bit more. It's like 2 and a third. That is still a small run. You know, you look at his runs, Miami, Minnesota, Chicago, sure, it all ended up a little rough and tumble. But I don't think it ever happened in 2 years. It's always been longer than that. So the Warriors have now given Jimmy what is probably his last big extension. That's probably it. And so what is there to be mad about? Unless they get to a point where we're talking about actual basketball problems. And they're all aligned. Steph's contract, Steve's contract, Jimmy's contract. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe they're all going to get along. It's only 2+ years.
Yeah.
That's not long.
It's not that long. And, you know, Steph and Draymond the same. And Steve Kerr, I don't even think, has that last year yet under contract. And he could get an extension if he wanted it. I'm not sure what he's thinking. Steve Kerr joins us at 4 o'clock. I won't ask him that. But I'm going to ask him about, you know, how this has been for two games. And so if you look at it from that standpoint, Jimmy Butler, and if you do think that eventually he's going to blow it up, I don't think that it happens in this year. It's still kind of a get-to-know-you phase. And
totally.
Then you go into next year, and you're making $54 million. What's to be mad about?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be money. It would be something else.
Right.
It'd be some sort of relationship in the locker room or what have you, and I don't know how you predict that stuff. What about this one? DLU22. I won't lie. I was against it, but I admitted I was wrong. It takes a real person to admit when they made a mistake. First of all, that's true. But secondly, are we there yet? I'd like to ask that out loud. If you didn't like the trade, is it already time to admit that you were wrong? Because they're 2-0, and they beat two teams. One of them stinks, and one of them is mediocre and missing their best player? Like, I'll admit that here's what I would say, because I was against it. I wasn't impressed by the trade, but I will say that there are aspects of what's happening on the court that I had not considered that are positives. I see that. I don't know. I think it's a little early for anything definitive, isn't it?
Of course, but through two games, it sure looks like he's bringing them a lot of what they needed.
Yeah.
A second scorer, a guy who can attack the basket and get to the foul line, somebody who is a dog, Mark. He's a dog. Mm. And Andrew Wiggins is a great player, but you would never call him a dog. And this team needed that. I also think that they needed somebody who could take a lot of the pressure off Steph Curry, and he's done that. And he comes in with a certain amount of swagger. So I just wonder about the idea of Jimmy Butler and eventually forcing his way out. I'm looking at his career. In Chicago, he was there for 6 years. Then he went to Minnesota, and he was there for 69 games. And at that point, after 69 games over the course of a season and a small piece, he wanted out. But that was a team that didn't have what this team has.
Right.
Pedigree, championships, alpha dog, all the rest of what Golden State has.
Listen, I cannot dismiss that Jimmy has caused some feelings everywhere he's gone, but you bring up Minnesota, and I would like to say this. Look at that franchise and what's happened every time someone goes there. Now, I don't know who to blame or what have you, but it appears the likes of Karl Anthony Towns, and remind me the years that Jimmy Butler was there. When was Jimmy in Minnesota?
2017-18 and 2018-19.
Okay, who were the other key players on that roster?
Well, Karl Anthony Towns was absolutely one of the guys, and Tom Thibodeau was the head coach.
Okay, so
and
you
not have, exactly an easy guy to play for.
Right, probably the most demanding coach in the NBA,
yep.
And potentially, is this right to say? Karl Anthony Towns feels like he might be one of the most frustrating stars to play with based on how he plays basketball. He is a humongous human being who thinks he's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Now, it's tucked in New York. They're winning. I don't know if they're going to win at a super high level. They're winning now, but he is not their one. Jalen Brunson is their one. And they've got a lot of talent that's all over that team. They can look to a lot of different places on a given night and a given possession as to what to do. So they look to Kat for less in New York than they did in Minnesota. So
you had Andrew Wiggins on that team as well. Wiggins in year three. Kitty Cat was in year two. You had Derrick Rose in year eight, who was just trying to rehab his body and come back. Jamal Crawford in year 17 was on that team. But other than that, you had a bunch of younger guys and unproven guys. And so Jimmy Butler in that spot is looking at your other stars, Karl-Anthony Towns, to your point, a 7-foot shooting guard, and Andrew Wiggins, who was already on team number two and kind of trying to find his way.
So did you hear the story of when he got to Miami, Pat Riley asked him, who's the most talented player you've ever played with?
Yeah.
And he answered, Andrew Wiggins. And they were like, ha, really? And he's like, no, dude, Andrew Wiggins. That's the most talented player I've played with. But tucked into that might actually be a criticism. Just put yourself in the mind of Jimmy Butler in Minnesota for a second. You're there. You're a dog. You're absolutely focused, intense. You want to win. Who do they surround you with? Karl-Anthony Towns, who wants to shoot threes, and Andrew Wiggins, who shows up every other night. Every other night. And so I don't know. I don't know what happened in that locker room. It feels to me like that's the kind of thing that could drive Jimmy up the wall. And what drove Jimmy up the wall in Miami had nothing to do with teammates. It had to do with money. So now, is there a reasonable mind that thinks, you know what? He's not going to go crazy at Golden State because the money is already taken care of. And as long as Steph Curry and Draymond Green are on the team, you're never going to have to worry about people trying or understanding basketball. There's a thought there. For the crowd that thinks Jimmy's going to go crazy at some point, he really might not in this short sample.
And you just mentioned the two hot buttons, which are teammates and money. The money is taken care of. He got 2 years and $112 million, which is top, I think, six right now in the NBA. And I know with free agency coming, those contracts will get bigger and he'll go down the list. But 2 years and 112, money, green check mark. Teammates, Draymond Green and Steph Curry, four-time champs, and Draymond Green, one of the smartest players to ever do it, also tough. And Steph Curry, I mean, you don't even have to finish that sentence. And a head coach, if you want to talk about things that maybe Jimmy Butler has not jibed with, Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota is a super taskmaster, not a very good players coach, in my opinion. And then Pat Riley, and he and Pat Riley went head-to-head, and it took 6 years. He was there for a long time. He had success with Coach Spo and Pat Riley, but it came time for a head-to-head battle, and Pat Riley is going to push back. And so Jimmy Butler pushed back, and now you wind up here where Steve Kerr is not Pat Riley, and Joe Lacob is not that same kind of guy. And Mike Dunleavy, former teammate in Chicago, I'm sure has a deep understanding about who Jimmy is. Yeah. So teammates and money, I don't think that those are things that are going to push him out.
Different kind of organization. Different kind of successful organization.
And different kinds of expectations too, right? The expectation is
absolutely
win a title, sure. But at the same time, it's also, look, we got 2.5 more years of Steph and Draymond and you. Let's see what we have.
Well, I don't even know if the expectation is title. I think the word expectation is strong. Yeah, I guess you could hope for it for sure. But this is also, and I don't know if this is a first, like when you go to Minnesota and you've got Butler, Wiggins, and Cat, who's the one? Who's got to carry the organization on the shoulders? Debatable. You go to Philadelphia, who's got to carry the organization on your shoulders? Well, it's supposed to be Embiid, but he only has one shoulder. So that's going to be part of the time, and that's kind of short-lived. He goes to Miami, who's got to carry the organization on the shoulders? No question, Jimmy Butler. Now he comes here, and there's no more shoulders. There's no more shoulders. This is Steph Curry's organization. It's a different role, and maybe one that is a little bit more freeing than what he's been having to do the last 6 years.
Yeah, and you read the reports about what was going on in Miami, and it seemed like they were de-emphasizing him in terms of the offense. Like they were having him play a little bit more of the weak side role. Well, they were trying to get Tyler Hero more involved. And
although, was that because they wanted to, or was it because they were arguing? And
right.
They knew he was on his way out.
tough to tell.
I don't
know. Because when they didn't have Jimmy Butler during his one, two, three times a suspension, they were a 500 team. So they didn't really suffer without Jimmy Butler. So I do think they looked at Jimmy and Jimmy wanting money and Jimmy doing whatever he was doing, and they thought, let's just go in a different direction and see if we can still win, and they did.
Steve Kerr in 40 minutes, and the key word, if you want to get into the knockout tournament at Chase Center, is also going to be in around 40 to 45 minutes. Be with us at 4 o'clock for both of those things. The key word for knockout, and Steve Kerr will join us. Let's get back to the phones on any excitement around Jimmy Butler. What has been the most exciting thing for you so far? Dave in the city is next up. Hi, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hope you guys are having a great afternoon.
Yeah, you too, man.
The most exciting thing, might be the most boring thing, is that he could quell the game when the other team is going into the and having a great momentum, and he could kind of slow it down, get to the free throw line, and have a person that could grind out the win. When's the last time we had somebody that could really just grind out a win by using their strength and just bullying people on the offensive side? We haven't had that. So, and then high-level IQ from Jimmy, definitely can see it on the court. He's telling guys where to be. It's just another person for Steph to really rely on and not have everything on his shoulders.
Yeah, Dave, I think that's a really good call, and I wonder how that all blends together. I know we've had that conversation in this city a lot, and it's really tucked into Steve Kerr hates young people, which what it actually means is, I think, when you're trying to win games at a high level, who do you trust? And Steve, like any coach, in those moments is going to trust veterans because they have a better understanding of where they're supposed to be and when and why. And young players don't because they're young players. Now, you want them to learn those things. And so that's why I'm so fascinated now by this blend. You've already got Draymond and Steph. You know that. Now there's Jimmy Butler, who I think is another really high IQ player, but with a different skill set. Does that trickle down to the other players? So far, looks kind of like it might. Like, oh, look, Buddy Hield is starting to do good things again. Moses Moody, more consistent. Quentin Post is a player. But you all know where this is heading. What happens when Jonathan Kuminga gets back? Does Jonathan want to learn from Jimmy and pattern after Jimmy? Or does Jonathan want to buck a little bit because he's got 25 games to earn an extension and now there's fewer shots to go around?
Well, you can buck, and that probably won't lead to more playing time and more touches and more of a chance to go out there and play and score. And I do think that the ankle injury that Jonathan Kuminga suffered probably turned out to be a good thing for the Warriors' ability to keep him, because his value has been depressed. Yeah. He won't play for almost 2 months by the time he gets back with the All-Star break and all the rest of it. And so when he does come back and he's got 6 weeks to come out and show it and prove it, well, now you're in a spot where this team is trying to surge. They're trying to get to the sixth seed, and Kuminga's going to have to, you know, toe the line. Not that he won't, but he's not going to be able to go out there and just showcase and ball and, you know, not worry about winning basketball. He's going to have to go out there and play with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond and a team that's been hopefully humming by then.
For sure. I think two things help Jonathan stay. You're right. It's the ankle injury and Jimmy Butler missing a plane. Like, let's be real. Both of their values kind of went weird places, allowed the Warriors to get Jimmy Butler and hold on to Kuminga. Let's go to Jason, Central Valley. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling. What are you doing?
Driving home from work, boys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hey,
I don't think I've called your guys' show before, but thank you very much for taking it.
Well, thanks for doing it.
I think every caller, everybody that knows the Warriors have kind of already stated what's been exciting about Butler so far: the free throw shooting, his poise, his leadership on the floor. But one thing that kind of stands out to me that he's been saying is he's not even in shape yet. This is the out of shape Jimmy Butler. Imagine what it's going to be like, you know, as the season goes on and he kind of gets his win back. He's able to play maybe 40 plus minutes. I mean, who knows if we want him to do that much, but to get him in shape like that. And everybody's talking about what happens when Kuminga comes back. This is kind of opening up my mind to what happens, regardless of what happens this season, what happens in the offseason. It kind of, for me, paints a picture of what do we do about the two-guard position going into the offseason, because I feel like all the other roles are kind of playing themselves into what we know it's going to be. We got Quinn Post at the five now, a big that can shoot. And, of course, you have Draymond, Kuminga, Moses Moody in the forward positions. what do we do about the two guard? Because I don't see Buddy Hield continuing into next season. I don't see Pods being a very sustainable two guard. There's a lot of difficult matchups in that role. What if, give me your guys' opinion on this. What about if the Warriors go after Melton again, hopefully being healthy next year, another guy that can shoot the three, play defense, he won't disrupt any type of rotation.
Yeah.
He's a guy that will play team basketball.
Jason, thanks very much. I don't hate that at all. And I know that when he left, there was a lot of thought from the Warriors. And people do this because it softens the whole trade or whatnot. They're like, well, we'll get you back next year.
Right.
I don't know what the space is going to be, but you got to figure Melton's going to be available on the cheap after all of these injuries.
Yeah, but it's coming off an ACL. But for me, I think we get too bogged down in positional numerology.
Agreed.
Because honestly, Steph is your two guard, and Draymond and Jimmy Butler can play point guard. So Steph is not your typical point guard. So do you really need a two guard? You already have the best shooter in history.
And I think Pods looks a lot better of late, and Moody's flexibility. Moody quoted last week as even saying 2, 3, 4. There's really not a lot of difference.
Not five, it's not more, six.
It's more about who you can guard.
Yep.
I think the Warriors have some options there, but I do not hate the Melton idea at all. We're sponsored by the Los Altos Village Association this Valentine's Day. Fall in love with downtown Los Altos. From one-of-a-kind gifts to cozy cafes, you find the perfect way to say I love you and do it with free parking. Get more info at downtownlosaltos.org. Keyword, half hour away. Steve Kerr, half hour away. Your phone calls, though, continue next. What's the most exciting part of Jimmy Butler now after two games? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Goes to Moody, back to GP2. Now Curry curling off the screen, has all day above the break, nothing but the bottom of the net for number 30. And the Warriors go back up 72-69. Curry now with his fourth triple, he's got 24.
Now back to Willard and Diggs. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Steph, I got you. That was the voice of the great Tim Roy at Warriors Vox. And you know what he did? I want to tell you all about something he did last week.
Tell me.
On Saturday night, Jimmy Butler officially joined the Golden State Warriors. And when Butler scored his very first basket as a member of the Warriors,
yeah,
Tim called him Jimmy Butler.
Duh.
Right.
What's your point? He was the California Sportscaster of the Year.
Right.
Like, that's literally his job.
Right.
Is to see something.
Curry!
Exactly. And when he did that, I would imagine that Steph Curry had scored a basket.
I think that did.
He has a Curry-gasm.
Yeah, he came on a Curry basket.
Wow.
It did. Sorry. Anyway.
Did you play that, Brandy? Because I felt like a...
No, that was live, and I couldn't believe it.
That was wild. Yeah. I mean, anyway, you were saying...
Anyway.
Yeah, big deal.
Jimmy Butler scored, and Tim Roy...
Butler!
...called him Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Want to know why that's significant?
I guess. I mean, you're saying this for a reason.
I am. Unfortunately, the same act was not granted to one Andrew Wiggins in Miami.
Please explain.
We'll have it for you shortly.
Was Tim Roy on the call
it
in
was
Miami?
Not.
And he screamed
not.
Out Curry
no.
when Wiggins knocked it
that
down.
That would have been amazing.
Curry!
I want to invite everybody listening to hang with us as the guys feverishly put this, as we say in the business, in the system.
Thank you.
We're going to get it in the system so that we can play this for you.
Shout out Wide Orbit.
Wait until you hear the call of Andrew Wiggins' first bucket as a member of the Miami Heat.
Okay.
It's missing something.
I hope the announcer said something about getting Wiggy with it. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
That would have been a little played out, but sure.
I guess, but sure. I mean, he's new to their team, so you're allowed to do it once.
Sure. Yeah, that's not what happened.
I can't wait to hear it.
So
I'm excited.
Coming up soon on Willard and Dibs.
It's a tease.
The call of Andrew Wiggins' first bucket with the Miami Heat. By the way, it went for 3 points. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
As Steph loves to do. It went for 3 points, and it was not quite the celebration that maybe you would have hoped.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear that. While we're in the Wiggins space, I do just want to take a moment to remember when he dunked on Luka Doncic and the absolute basketball euphoria that that was when he absolutely put Luka into the ground.
Oh, dude.
So, I mean, as we're remembering Andrew, and it's easy to make fun of K-Wig and his, you know, willingness to kind of disappear in games. Of all the moments in my life as a Warrior fan, that's up there.
I'm always
among Warriors.
Yes. Andrew Wiggins, there's a bobblehead in my house, and I'm never going to forget that guy. Like, I have way, way, way more positive thoughts of Andrew Wiggins than any of the frustration stuff.
Yeah.
I grant it. I understand it. I think that I've said this for a while. You get to know and love Andrew Wiggins as soon as you accept him for what he is. Not a one. He's not a one, and that's okay. 99.9% of NBA basketball players are not ones, and Andrew is in that group. He is not a one.
Right. Right.
Neither is Klay Thompson. You had no trouble loving him. So I love Andrew Wiggins. I don't know if Wiggins is going to love Miami because, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
They got that in quick.
Enjoy these 7 seconds. Of Andrew Wiggins, I'm going to say it again, Andrew Wiggins' first basket as a member of the Miami Heat.
Celtics are 2-for-10. Bucks for 3. Kaboom. Alec Burks.
There it is.
Wait.
That was Andrew Wiggins' first bucket.
Did he mispronounce Andrew Wiggins? Because I thought he said Alec Burks.
I'd like you to hear it again.
Celtics are 2-for-10. Three. Alec Burks.
Best part is that he gets his little signature phrase in there. Alec Burks. Kaboom. Alec Burks.
And then he doubles down. Burks for 3. Yes. Burks. Did I mention it was Burks?
Is he on the FanDuel Sports Network?
Celtics are 2-for-10. Burks for 3.
Burks for 3, come here!
The best part of that is at the very end, you can hear the public address announcer begin to say Andrew Wiggins in the background.
Let's catch
at the very end.
One more time.
Celtics are 2-for-10. Burks for 3. Come on. Alec Burks.
Andrew Wiggins! This is a damn home game! It's a home game!
Alec! I mean, Andrew!
His name's Eric Reed, FanDuel.
Yep.
Come here. La, 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 la. Yeah, Alex Burks.
I'm not mad at a catchphrase, but make sure if you're going to kaboom.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you want to kaboom the right guy.
I mean, let's give Eric some credit. That's one Warrior legend and another Warrior legend.
That's right.
Alec Burks.
He's like, that former Warrior. Come here. Yeah.
Burks was on the court, too. I confirmed
he was.
That. Yeah. Well, I can confirm. Good.
In a Heat jersey.
Yeah, which makes
not
sense.
The same number.
No.
Like, dude, I know he's Andrew Wiggins. I know he coasts. You don't even know what your brand new guy looks like. You don't even know. This is
both have beards.
This was 4 minutes into his Miami Heat career.
Yeah.
4 minutes in. Guy's brand new. They probably big introduction to the whole arena. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome.
For the first time.
For the first time. Like, here he is. And then he's running down the court, doing what he does, just kind of like, yeah, good up for a good jog. And he's open on the left wing, and he's ready to fire for the first time for Miami.
Celtics are 2-for-10. Burks for 3. Kaboom. Alec Burks.
Literally the basketball announcer version of Shooter McGavin. Shooter. Come here. Okay, buddy. I'm sorry, Andrew. Like, I'm so sorry.
Alec Burks is a forever Warrior. Do you realize he averaged 16 a game for the Warriors
season? That was in that year that they just kind of became the most nondescript thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were teammates. Wiggins and kaboom.
Yeah.
Wiggins and Burks. Teammates again in Miami. Kaboom.
Oh, my God.
He averaged 16 a night for Golden State.
That is the most Andrew Wiggins thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
The guy gets traded out to Miami for Jimmy Butler, and within 4 minutes, they're calling him by the wrong name. That literally fits Wiggins to a T. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry. Is he just going to fade into the background of the NBA now? Is that pretty much what's happening with Andrew for the rest of his career? Where's this go? About to turn 30, and now you're on a kind of a team with no huge name value.
Right. This is where it goes. He'll be a Heat, and then he'll either opt in a couple of years, or he'll opt out, and he'll be somebody else's fourth best player. And when you look back at Andrew Wiggins' career as a number one overall pick, you'll look at a guy who played probably 16 or 17 years, mostly healthy, mostly reliable, mostly 5 of 11 from the floor. He'll have a title and an all-star game appearance, and you'll think, you know, probably not the best number one pick ever, but certainly not the worst.
Certainly not the worst.
And we went through this last week of the 25 number one overalls since 2000. He's about 10th or 11th or 12th.
Yeah.
He's right in the middle.
Oh, he's had a good career. Not a number one overall career, right, but he's had a good career. He was 3 for 12 last night. 11 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. 3 for 12.
Yeah, the Warriors traded Alec Burks with Glenn Robinson for the pick that turned into Nico Mannion.
Oh, that went well for
and
everybody.
And a pick that turned into Wiggins.
Oh.
Aaron Wiggins.
Okay.
Aaron Wiggins.
Well, maybe they should have said that.
Who are you?
That's better.
Aaron Wiggins. Come on. Yeah. Anyway. Wiggins is on OKC.
Oh, gosh. That's rough.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. Jimmy Butler, 2 games in. What's the most exciting part so far? 15 minutes away. Keyword to get you on in to the knockout tournament. And we are starting to run out of days now, okay? You got today, this afternoon, and then you got 3 chances Wednesday, 3 chances Thursday, 3 chances Friday. So there's 10 spots left for the knockout tournament. Next one's coming up at 4. Steve Kerr joins us at 4 as well. Can't wait to dive into all kinds of things with the coach. Kevin in Pleasanton on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Kev, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen? You guys are having a blast today. It sounds good to hear you guys laughing like this. It makes me laugh in the car, man, while I'm sitting in traffic.
Good, Kevin. We're trying to have some fun around here, you know? Damn it, come on.
Hey, so listen, by the way, Dibs, everyone's picking up on my, when I called in talking about the Warriors in New Edition, a couple of the other hosts are picking up on that whole caveat about Draymond and Bobby Brown. So just want to let you know your knowledge is bar one.
I appreciate that, and I wonder where Jimmy fits because, you know, he and Draymond might be fighting over who gets to be Bobby Brown in the band.
I think that really, if you guys look back last year when Draymond was out after, he hit Jordan Poole and Kuminga rose to the top, Kuminga was playing the four, they were throwing it into him. He was doing a lot of the things that Jimmy Butler was doing right now. The problem is that when, you know, Draymond came back, they pushed Kuminga back out and wanted him to start shooting threes and whatnot. I'm really excited about Steve is not going to tell Butler to shoot threes. He is going to go to the rack. And so I'm very excited that this may open up the court even more for Kuminga. And he's going to learn from Jimmy. I think he made a comment, will he not listen or whatever? He's going to soak him up like a sponge because he's finally got somebody else that kind of looks like him in the sense of going to the basket. And Steve's going to reward Jimmy for that. So hopefully that'll grandfather over to Kuminga, and it could be really exciting. So I wonder what you guys think about the opportunity of Kuminga opening up the court for more scoring to help the Warriors on the downstretch.
Yeah, Kev, thanks. I like the word you use right there at the end, which is opportunity. And that's kind of what I mean. I think what the vision that you lay out, I hope that's the way it goes. But Jonathan is in a tough spot. This is a lot on his mind right now. Again, I want everybody to sort of like put yourself in the mind and space of Jonathan Kuminga as he comes back. Okay? You have 25 games left until it's extension time. When we last left you, you were having a breakout and starting to score 25 and 30, 34-point games and stuff like that. You were really starting to come on, but you still weren't starting, even though you want to start. And you're coming back to a whole new franchise. You're coming back to one that now has another star, somebody who is going to command a whole lot. And yes, you could soak up everything that you're seeing like a sponge. It could open things up for you so that your inside-outside game really starts to flourish. It could do all of those things if your head is in the right place, and there's just no way to know. And you're doing it all coming off of injury, which is in and of itself already a difficult thing mentally.
Yeah, Steve Kerr coming up at the top of the hour, and these will be questions we asked him about the reintegration of Jonathan Kuminga and what he saw when he left and how that can still fit in with the Golden State Warriors. And I'm looking at the overall numbers, Mark, for this team, and I know numbers are numbers, but Jonathan Kuminga is still number two in free throw attempts taken on this team.
Yep.
Even though he's missed now more than 20 games. He's only played in 32 games, and he shot more free throws than Steph Curry. Total free throws taken. And then you look further down the list, and Jimmy Butler's taken 28 free throws in two games, more than Kyle Anderson in 36 games, more than Guy in 28 games, more than Lindy in 38 games. So, yeah, Jimmy Butler's doing something that this team did not have, but Kuminga's a guy who was actually getting to the foul line. He was shooting 64%, not great, but he still is shooting more free throws on the year than anyone outside of Alec Burks.
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins. Sorry, I got that wrong. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I see what people are saying. The whole, like, dude, watch Jimmy and do it that way. And he mentioned, you know, Steve Kerr's not going to force Jimmy Butler to shoot threes. Yeah, Jimmy's not great at it. Jimmy is more kind of opportunistic, picks his spots with three-point shots. I'd like Jonathan Kuminga to do the same. But the difference there is Jimmy is he's a bigger presence. He's more physical than Kuminga, and therefore that allows him to finish around the rim in a way that I didn't think Jonathan is able to do yet. Like, I'd love to see that. I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, get fouled, go to the rack. Jonathan, he's good at getting fouled. He's not great at finishing yet through contact and when there's a lack of space. He's a great dunker, but, like, when there are people in your way, how creative are you? Like, Steph Curry's actually better than Jonathan in terms of, like, I have to find space to get up a shot here. So
I think Kuminga's better at over you as opposed to over you, through you, around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the three ways,
and
right?
So I'm with everybody. Yeah. I see what you're saying about, like, the comp between him and Jimmy and the hope that Jonathan just goes, okay, show me, you know, teach me how to Dougie. Sure, let's do that. I just don't, I can't be 100% sure yet of how Jonathan is going to feel about his role when he gets back. I don't know exactly what his role is when he gets back.
And that's one for Steve Kerr later today. And Steve won't be able to answer it because, you know, Kuminga's not yet cleared, and he won't be cleared for probably another week or two at the earliest, and then there's a ramp up and all the rest of it. But just looking at what Jimmy does, and a lot of it is what you want Jonathan to eventually be, but you have to remember Jonathan Kuminga is only 22 and he's yet to even develop into his grown man body. Jimmy Butler, on the other hand, is 35. He's a grown man. He's strong. He's been in the association for 14 years or so, and so he understands how to get through people and how to get to the foul line.
Right. And then, again, this is, you know, my stupid advice. Who needs that? But if you're Jonathan Kuminga, dude, I wouldn't wake up without shooting 100 free throws, and I wouldn't go to bed without shooting 100 free throws. The difference between Jonathan Kuminga being a $25 million player and a $35 million player is the free throw line. Literally. What is the difference right now between Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga? Other than, like, you know, the experience and the presence and all of that. But, like, Jimmy knows, he knows how to get fouled, and then when he goes to the line, he's going to knock it down. 75 to 80% clip. If Jonathan could be north of even 70, if he could just
be... For his career, he's at 69.
I know, but he has gone down this year.
It's
been better lately.
From 75 down to 64.
If he could actually be a 75% free throw shooter, I have no doubt that that is a 20-point plus per game scorer in the NBA.
Last year, he shot 74.6 on four attempts. This year, he's at 64% on five attempts. So clearly, there's something going on either with his mechanics or his mentals. I would lean more toward the mentals and what he's gone through this year. He's getting there more often, but he's not making any more in terms of a percentage. He's making less.
And five is still not enough. I know that some of it is minutes and the role and all of these things. Is the offense flowing through him? And I know that Jimmy won't do this every game, but take a look at what Jimmy is averaging in two games with the Warriors at the free throw line. 14.
Well, I mean, that's bananas.
I know. That will not stay up there. But if I'm Kuminga with that athleticism, five free throws a game is not enough. It's just not enough. He can and should be shooting more, and obviously can and should be making more.
Yeah, that's fair. But if you look at how many players who are qualified shoot more than five free throw attempts a game, I'm looking, there's only 21 of them who average more than five attempts a game. And can he be that guy? Sure.
Yes, he can.
Like, Giannis is shooting 11 free throws a game, and you understand that because you have to foul him. Either you foul him or he scores. And then you get, like, Gilgeous Alexander, another guy who attacks, and he can hit you from all three levels. Yep. And, you know, Anthony Davis is a tough guard and all the rest of them. So can he be somebody as a power forward like Jason Tatum getting 6.5 a game, somebody who shoots the three, they can score at all three levels? He's not there yet, but I would like to see him be more aggressive going to the basket.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. I mean, those comps that you're bringing up, Tatum is a great comp. I don't ever foresee Kuminga being that good. I don't. I don't see him being that strong or that much of a force. But you're right. He's also only 22. I could be wrong. I don't know where his body's going to go, where the mentality is going to go. But you would love to see, it's not even just aggressiveness. Like, let's be real. You watch Jimmy Butler play. He knows how to draw a foul. Watch James Harden play. I mean, my God, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame of knows how to draw a foul.
Right.
He knows how to draw a foul when there's no foul. And so when I watch Jonathan play, that's what you're still waiting for, the tricks of the trade. Like, really understanding how to be an NBA scorer. He's not there yet. That's fine. He's really young. So that's all. I'm just with everybody. I hope that he takes this as an opportunity to learn from someone who might be a little bit of a comp for him, as opposed to trying to do too much when he gets back because he's thinking about that contract.
And the contract will come if you play the right way. And the other part of it is where the Warriors are now, pushing for the sixth seed. We'll ask Steve about that here at the top of the hour, about the idea of them focused now on the six. If he's not playing, quote, the right way, if he's playing selfishly or playing for a contract, well, then they're going to go a different direction. He's not going to get 30 minutes a night if Jonathan Kuminga is not playing winning basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we've arrived at that time. We will always continue to take your calls throughout the next couple hours at 888-957-9570. However, coming up next, Steve Kerr will join us, but also we've arrived at keyword time. So if you want to win your way in to the knockout tournament at Chase Center with us in early March, there are 10 spots left, and we're giving one of them away in this 4 o'clock hour. You're going to need to be with us throughout and coming up next, where we'll let you know both what the keyword is and then exactly what you're going to do with it in order to join us at Chase Center. So, keyword and Steve Kerr next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.